Welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcasts. Thank you for listening. It's Graham here again. Well, as we continue with our Lent podcasts for 2020, looking at the theme of taste and see, today's passage comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 4, and reading from verse 27. I'm using Tom Wright's own translation here. And this is what we read. Just then, Jesus' disciples came up. They were astonished that he was talking with a woman. But nobody said, "What did you want?" or "Why were you talking with her?" So the woman left her water jar, went into the town and spoke to the people. "Come on," she said. "Come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. You don't think he can be the Messiah, do you?" So they left the town and were coming out to him. Meanwhile, the disciples were nagging him. "Come on, Rabbi," they were saying. "You must have something to eat." "I've got food to eat that you know nothing about," he said. "Nobody's brought him anything to eat, have they?" said the disciples to one another. "My food," replied Jesus, "is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Don't you have a saying, 'Another 4 months, then comes harvest'? Well, let me tell you, raise your eyes and see. The fields are white. It's harvest time already." I don't know if you remember, if you were a child like me, having these summer holidays and you'd be out playing with your pals and you'd just be lost in the moment, and then you would hear your mum call to you from the window, the door, "Come in, your dinner's ready." And you're going, "Oh, but mum, I'm not hungry. I want to stay with my pals." And, you know, your mum knew best. Your mum knew you hadn't eaten for hours. And you probably were really hungry, but you were just caught up having so much fun, so enjoying just being with your pals, the excitement of the game you're playing, whatever else, that the whole thought of dinner and food had totally gone out of your mind. It's not just a child's thing, I suppose. Even as adults, as we grow up, perhaps we've just become so engrossed with something, where we're watching a good movie or reading a good book, doing a jigsaw, doing some sort of hobby or craft, and the hours just pass by, and then it's only when we look at the clock and think, "Hey, we've missed dinner time," that we realise, actually, I'm more hungry than I realised. But we're so caught up in the moment that food just went straight out of our minds. That's one scenario I want us to keep in mind. The other scenario is perhaps those of us who are Christians who know that at certain times we've been used by God. Like the disciples, when Jesus sent them out into the towns and the villages to witness, and were told that they all came back just overflowing with enthusiasm and excitement, dying to tell Jesus of all the things they'd seen, all the miracles that had performed, how even Satan himself had bowed down before their feet as they set people free and released them from his power. Sometimes when we have done our breakout days or breakout weeks in August, when we get out into the community, there's just a real excitement as we come back at the end of the day and as we recount conversations and encounters, things that have happened, and just a bubbling up of excitement. Or maybe sometimes you know what it's like to have prayed for somebody and you've seen a healing or an answer to a prayer. Just that sense of overwhelming excitement, thinking, "This is brilliant. I could just do this all of the time." You know, when I used to read the passage we read earlier on before, I probably imagined Jesus speaking in a sort of religious, somber, mature voice when he tells the disciples that he doesn't need to eat because he has foods that they know nothing of. And when he comes out with that line, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work," I probably used to hear that in quite dull tones. "My food is just to please my Father. This is what I find fulfilling." Where actually, when you read this story again, I think he's showing something of our excitement. He's just had this big long conversation with this woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, and she's now gone off into the village, and the village are coming to her in her droves. And I think Jesus is just thinking, this is fantastic, just seeing the kingdom of God come in people's lives, just seeing people being set free into the fullness of life and liberty that God has for them. Jesus said, this is the life. And so when the disciples were saying, Rabbi, you need to eat. It's been so long since we've had anything. Jesus is really saying, just like the kids out playing, I've just forgotten about food. I've got other things in my mind. Or he's saying that he's so excited about just what's happening that he just hasn't thought about his own stomach and his belly. And more than that, he's saying, I just find being about my Father's business to be so completely fulfilling and life-giving. And you know, even though Jesus enjoyed the work of ministry, the work of getting out there among the people, the work of seeing the kingdom make a difference in people's lives, even though he found that so exciting, he never kept it all for himself. From sending the disciples out that we've already talked about to go and do the work themselves, to leaving us with that great commission to go out and make disciples of all nations. God invites us to be part of his work, his ministry. And so we heed well the words of Jesus, who says, look up, raise your eyes and see, the fields are white, harvest time is already come. So we can join in with Jesus this Lent period and all times, when he says, you know, I just get so fulfilled being about my Father's business that I forget I need to feed my belly too. That he calls us, you know, we've all had a taste of it. Breakout weeks or other times, Jesus saying, let's have more of these opportunities. So let's make that our prayer too. This Lent time, not just looking inward all the time and reflecting on our own inward spiritual lives, but let's look up. And let's see the fields white for harvest. And let's hear the invitation of Jesus saying, come and be about the work of my kingdom. Get out there among the people. Pluck up the courage. Overcome your fear. Pray for a bit of boldness. Step out in confidence. Because when we do that and we have conversations and encounters and situations where we just see God at work, there'll be nothing in life that can be as fulfilling and it's exciting. That we can say to, yeah, we enjoy a good meal and a hearty supper, but to do the will of our Father, to be about his business, to be obedient when he prompts us to do something and to see the results that follow, boy, there's little on earth that can compare with that level of satisfaction and fulfillment. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you that even Jesus got excited about being about his Father's work and being used by him and seeing the Spirit fall upon him and seeing lives touched and changed and transformed. We see it again and again, Lord. We've even seen it already with the feeding of the 5,000, where Jesus himself was so caught up in the compassion of the people and healing their needs that he too forgot about time and forgot about foods. Lord, we have hopefully all had times in our lives when we know that you've used us just to say a word or provide a need or to do something that just proved to be timely. And that sense of contentment and excitement of, wow, God has used me in that situation. Lord, we want to be greedy. We want to be gluttons for more of that type of food. And so this Lent season, Lord, we say again, here am I, Lord. We're ready. Lift up our eyes. Help us to see the people round about us as you see them. Help us to see the harvest that is ready and waiting for the workers to go and do the work. And may, Lord, you use us. And may we too experience your Spirit flow through us into the lives of others. And may we know that satisfaction of being about the Father's business, and of knowing food that's beyond food for our belly, but the food and satisfaction of being used by you for your glory and your eternal purposes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.